Philippa Guerpanyang, a lecturer at the Institute of Peace, Development, Security and Strategic Studies at the University of Juba, says the unity government needs to intervene urgently to prevent recent violence from spreading.
If it is not contained, it can spread to other areas, and this is the only fear. So it needs a quick action from both the state and national government and the peace agencies to quickly move and identify the actors. When you know the actors, you know the leaders of these groups. You call for dialogue. That is the quickest that can be done.
Bol Deng, executive director of Intrepid, South Sudan, a rights organization in South Sudan, agrees with Aguer.
The implications are wide to the communities. It will increase the hostilities. People will be hating themselves. People will want revenge and all of these things. We know the story of revenge between Jonglei and Greater Bibor. It's been there for years, for decades. And this is because of these things, these conflicts. They have not been resolved for a long time.
Deng says he and other activists have warned the authorities about the risk, especially before the recent violence in parts of Upper Nile State and the Greater Bibor administrative area. Deng says a lack of services and amenities such as road connectivity in rural areas, which the government should have provided, contribute to the recurring conflicts in parts of the country. He says the situation forces the civilians to scramble over the few available resources, causing others to use force to obtain. He also says the government needs to step up efforts to maintain law and order across several parts of the country. He explains that in some areas there are no security forces to provide security. He says there are instances where crimes are committed in one area and the perpetrators escape, although authorities know where they are and do not take action.
The authorities that are supposed to do something about it in mitigating these things, in avoiding them, are not doing what they ought to do. In particular is the government, the state government, the national government, the parties to the agreement. There is nothing effective that is being done currently. This violence do not come by surprise. They don't surprise us. It is a process, you know. They come with indicators. That indicators, several of them, and we have been monitoring each of them, every step of the way, every stage that this conflict, you know, take, and we have not been silent about them.
Aguer says some of the causes of the violence lie in sharing scarce resources, such as land and inequitable representation in the government.
The only solution is to include those groups that have not joined the government in the peace agreement, so that you don't have any politically motivated armed group in the bush. Then that will allow the government to address communal issues that can be addressed from the grassroots. All the communities can be encouraged to dialogue. And they have been dialoguing in the past, and they have been coexisting peacefully. That can happen if you isolate politics.
Efforts to reach Michael Makwe, the government spokesperson, for a comment were unsuccessful because he did not pick up our calls. However, last Friday, Deng Dao Deng, South Sudan's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, told the diplomats in the capital Juba that the government does not condone the violence taking place. He said the government is taking measures to contain the situation.
We assure you that the situation will soon be contained and war will not return to the country. This is very important. The outside assumption is that there is a plan of the members of revitalized agreement to fight. There is a plan that the government is the one sponsoring the violence at the state and the county level. I want to categorically say this is not true and it will not be true.
In his New Year message released last Saturday, President Salva Kiir warned that the government, quote, will take action against those who will continue to engage in this senseless violence, end quote. Officials say the recent violence in the Greater Bibor administrative area and in parts of Upper Nile State has left over 200 people dead and thousands others displaced. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udo in Juba.